Illinois News, I'm Gene Randall. A bipartisan group of U.S. House and Senate conferees met for the first time today, charged with finding a budget spending bill that avoids another partial government shutdown. A report from Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The first bipartisan meeting came hours after the president tweeted lawmakers would be wasting their time unless they're considering wall funding.
Smart border security is not overly reliant on physical barriers.
Congresswoman Nita Lowey suggesting Democrats are not ruling out paying for barriers, but would only do it on a limited basis. She says they'll also offer more money for border security. Members from both parties are suggesting flexibility.
We've got differences, but we can bridge these differences.
GOP Senator Richard Shelby calling it a good start as a funding deadline looms in mid-February. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Much of the United States is in the grip of Arctic cold. One of the hardest hit cities is Chicago, where utility crew safety has become an issue. ComEd spokesman Fidel Marquez says the company is doubling up its crews to prevent injuries from exposure.
Being out in this weather stresses the crews. It's dangerous for them. So they'll do a piece of the work, go warm up, and while they're warming up, the other crews takes over and does that work.
The National Weather Service says some 25 million people are facing temperatures that cause near-instant frostbite in New England and the Midwest. Renewed U.S.-China trade talks here in Washington got off on a sour note. China's largest employer says it is shifting away from construction of a huge electronics factory in the United States. Foxconn said the global market environment has forced it to turn the project into a research hub instead. When it announced the manufacturing plan in 2017, Foxconn promised to invest $10 billion, and President Trump called it part of a rebirth of manufacturing in the American heartland. This is VOA News. In what figures to be a boost for world markets, the Federal Reserve says it's keeping its key interest rate unchanged and suggests it could leave rates where they are in the coming months. Here is AP's Warren Levinson with a report.
The Federal Reserve's announcement that it would be patient about interest rate increases turned modestly higher stock prices upward. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 434 points, 1.75%, after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said continued low inflation encouraged the central bank to leave rates where they are.
I would want to see a need for further rate increases, and for me, a big part of that would be inflation.
Boeing, Apple, and the health insurer Anthem led the market higher. Lower interest rates are generally a spur to stock prices as they mute the competition from fixed income assets. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump today again voiced strong support for Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido. In a phone conversation, the White House says Mr. Trump and Guaido committed themselves to maintaining regular communication and to rebuild the bilateral relationship between Caracas and Washington. Later, the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, James Risch, said the U.S. is not the tip of the spear in Venezuela.
This is not a dispute between the United States of America and the old government of Venezuela. This is a matter that the Venezuelan people have taken onto themselves pursuant to their Constitution, Section 233. We're there to support. But this isn't our fight. This is a dispute within the Venezuelan people.
The chief Taliban negotiator says his group and the United States have agreed to establish technical teams to work on the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan and for preventing terrorist attacks from being launched from Afghan soil. There was no immediate reaction from the Afghan government or U.S. officials after their intensive talks with Taliban representatives in Qatar. Afghan government officials tell VOA its special forces earlier this week freed dozens from Taliban captivity in southeastern Ghazni province. A member of the Afghan Special Operations Corps said civilians and Afghan service members were among those rescued. The UN Relief and Works Agency is appealing for $1.2 billion for life-saving aid in the coming year for 5.1 million Palestinian refugees across the Middle East. Agency Commissioner General Pierre Cranboul describes what he calls daunting human development and protection challenges, including the ongoing Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory, the blockade of Gaza, limited employment opportunities, and the lack of meaningful Israeli-Palestinian interaction. Coast Guard officials in Djibouti say they've recovered the bodies of nearly 50 people who died when two migrant boats capsized in the Red Sea. Just 16 people on the overcrowded boat survived. Gene Randall, VOA News.